Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, markets and company news, I'm in conversation with Chantal Marx, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments. Chantal, good evening to you. Let's start with the big global picture, if I can. And global equity markets, I would imagine, are watching the Middle East very closely. We're in a period of almost unimagined volatility at the moment.
Absolutely. I think unimagined if it hadn't been for a whole lot of other impacts over the last few months and years even. I think if we go back to major volatility events, COVID-19 sticks out and the lockdowns associated with that, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the Hamas-Israel escalation, Trump's Liberation Day tariffs on the 2nd of April also had a very big volatility impact. So we're almost becoming, I would say, immune to a certain degree. We know that we need to look through this volatility currently, and I think that's what investors are doing generally.
Now, unsurprisingly, this is going to have an impact on the price of oil. The fighting increases the risk of potential disruption to supplies, given that the Middle East is a key producing region as far as that's concerned. There was a big spike towards the end of last week, but just looking now, settling a little bit more comfortably in the hope that there might be some resolution here, given that Iran, according to reports, is seeking an end to the hostilities.
Yes. So I think that if you look at why the oil price spiked so much on Thursday evening, it really was because of fears of a broader kind of drawn out conflict that engulfs the entire Middle East. Because the biggest oil-producing nation in the Middle East is Saudi Arabia, and you really want Saudi Arabia to be in a situation where they can continue to supply oil at the rate that they're supplying it at. As long as the Saudis are fine, and to a certain extent Iraq, then there shouldn't be an issue in terms of the demand-supply fundamentals. Supply should still outstrip demand in the near term. And I think the possibility of it becoming a more regional conflict has kind of faded over the last few days. And that's just with the intervention of major global powers. And also, it seems that a willingness to bring an end to the conflict, particularly from Iran's side.
Chantal, as far as the JSE is concerned, a strong start in morning trade, but towards the afternoon, that seemingly drifting south, down about 0.5% at the moment, and particularly resources under pressure today. For instance, Harmony down by about 3%, Goldfields by 2.75%.
Yes, I mean, if we look at the catch-up trade, obviously our market was closed on Monday, then we would have anticipated a bit of an improvement because yesterday was a pretty solid day for global markets. But this morning was, again, quite soft, particularly in most Asian markets as well as in the US overnight. So I think that kind of resulted in us taking a bit of a breather. And then gold really did quite well, and platinum probably in sympathy on Friday as well. And that's retreated over the last 2 days. So the gold miners and the platinum miners really dragging on the bourse today. We did see some stability in financials, but that's probably a function of a stable rand and perhaps slightly firmer bond markets.
In particular there, I see 91 was up almost 3%, and Old Mutual not having a bad day either.
Yes, so 91 has just closed an agreement with Sanlam to take over a fair bit of their investment management business. So perhaps the benefits of scale now kind of being priced in by the market. We also had really good results from 91 last week. Old Mutual, I'm not so sure.
Let's take a look at a couple of company results if we can, and I'd like to start with storage if we can. And this is really, in many respects, it's the little engine that could. It captured an important segment of the market about 4 or 5 years ago, now expecting a rise in distributable income per share of up to 6%. It indicates in many respects the importance of a clean business, but also how South Africans are moving a lot more perhaps than they used to be.
Yes, so storage really benefits from the three Ds, death, divorce, and disaster. And when you look at it in that context, it makes it quite a defensive business. So they've got a big operation in South Africa. You'll know them because they're the as you mentioned, I mean, they're financially clean, but they're operationally clean as well. There's really clean looking storage, red storage units that are on kind of the main arterial roads in South Africa. And then they've got a similar operation in the UK as well. So they continue to build out organically, and they've also made a few acquisitions over the last few years. And that's helped them to be able to grow their dividend ahead of inflation. And that's exactly what they expect to happen in the next year as well.
And some good numbers out today from the Vukile Property Fund. So it predominantly has a portfolio of shopping malls, I think more in rural areas and townships in South Africa. But it also has exposure in Spain and Portugal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and both of those portfolios have performed very well for them over the last year. If you look at all of those kind of property fundamental metrics, net property income, cost growth, loan-to-value ratios, vacancies, renewals, everything's kind of moving in the right direction for Vukile. And that's also allowed them to give a pretty clear view of what they expect over the next 12 months. So they expect their dividend to grow by up to 8% in the next financial year, which I think is a really solid outcome, particularly if you compare it to what we're expecting from inflation over the next 12 months as well.
Chantal, there's a note in Business Day today saying that Eastern Platinum, or East Plats, has become the latest JSE-listed miner to experience a cybersecurity incident, impacted its internal IT systems. And this is worrying because it just indicates the vulnerability when it comes to information technology in this particular sector. What are you reading into this?
Yeah, so the world has become a lot more digitized, right? And the mining industry is absolutely no exception. But it could indicate that they've been a little bit slow in terms of adapting to that digital world. So they're working in a digital manner, particularly at a head office level, but perhaps slow to adapt to the real need to be really tight from a cybersecurity perspective. I think this is the third or fourth company over the last couple of years in the mining sector that has made an announcement like this. And I think that others will probably have to sit up and note, because maybe it won't necessarily disrupt your shoveling operations within the mine. But I mean, with Wesizwe a few weeks ago, they were unable to release financial results because everything's done digitally and they were suffering this cyber attack. It resulted in the suspension of their shares. So a really important thing to take note of.
Also worth noting that South Africa, according to the report I'm looking at, ranks 14th for the highest average in insurance claims associated with data breaches and cybercrime. And the report goes on to say this is likely to worsen as cyber criminals now start to harness artificial intelligence. Just very quickly, Chantal, before I go, time is running against us, but a little bit later this week, inflation numbers are out. What's your expectation?
So we expect inflation to remain quite well contained. We still have softer oil prices generally than relative to a year ago, even though we've had that spike more recently, but that won't factor into the April numbers, the May numbers. And then we also have a slightly stronger rand, and economic activity, unfortunately, has remained quite depressed. So that demand pool really not coming through this month. So we'd expect it to be kind of more or less in line with the 2.8-2.9% year-on-year rate that we've seen over the last few months.
And that is a quick snapshot of markets and company news. Chantal Marx, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, thank you as always. Hot Business brought to you by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Tailored solutions, deep insights built around your business, your sector, your ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. Hot 1027. And that's where we're going to leave Hot 1027 Business for this evening. We're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Good night to you. Thank you for listening and stay invested.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.